The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com. The Radio Memories Network welcomes you to the earliest days of radio. All this is still ours today through the Radio Memories Network.
Hello and welcome to the first in a series of weekly podcasts from Prometheus Radio Theater. I'm your host, Steve Wilson, and today I want to introduce you to Prometheus Radio Theater, and I'll also be bringing you part one of a six-part story from the Arbiter Chronicles, our ongoing science fiction series. But to begin with, who the heck are we? Prometheus got its start in October 2000. I was in charge of programming at a Baltimore science fiction media convention called Farpoint, and we wanted to do something a little special on stage one afternoon while our guest actors and authors were busy signing autographs. The Baltimore area science fiction community already had a very large contingent of talented amateur performers. We'd been doing TV and movie parodies for about 15 years. So paraphrasing Andy Hardy, I said, "Hey kids, let's put on a radio show." I guess the cast had nothing better to do, so I wrote a script about some young space officers with bad attitudes, and we staged it. I must have done something right, because the cast and the audience both took to the characters, and I went on to write, as of this moment, 13 episodes of what's now called The Arbiter Chronicles. Since then, we've performed our shows live at area conventions, streamed them on the web, released them on CD, and even been carried on our local NPR affiliate. Last year, we won a Mark Time Award for excellence in science fiction audio, so somebody out there must like this kind of stuff. I'll tell you more about Prometheus in the weeks to come. In the meantime, let me tell you a bit about the show you're going to hear today. This is a story called First Strike. It's an episode from the second series of Arbiter Chronicles. Why the second series? Well, it's like this. The first series of eight episodes were written for live performance between 2000 and 2002, and we're currently in the process of issuing those on CD. We have five done, and we're probably a year out from completing that project. But since we're also still performing the show live in various venues, we already have a lot of scripts written for a second series. Producing one of these shows in the studio for CD release takes a good deal of time, so these later episodes probably wouldn't be available to the public for a couple of years yet. And we really don't want you to wait that long to hear our show. So we're trying for the best of both worlds. Series 1 on CD and Series 2 on this newfangled thing called podcast. Some of the Series 2 episodes, like today's, will be studio produced. And a lot of them will be rebroadcasts of live performances that we've done. And those will be kind of neat because they've got the audience reactions and they've got the imperfections that you hear when you do a live performance, which makes them really kind of exciting. If this is your first exposure to the Arbiter Chronicles, don't worry. Just dive right in. The Arbiters are a group of upstart midshipmen in the Navy of the Confederated Worlds, and the story is set some five centuries in the future when humanity has conquered outer space, undertaken genetic engineering, and some of them have even learned the secrets of telepathy. But they're still the same old humanity. We begin in the radio room of the Confederate naval vessel Titan, where Terran-born Kevin Carson and his telepathic shipmate Chernok are about to encounter a little weirdness.
Prometheus Radio Theater presents The Arbiter Chronicles, First Strike, Chapter 1.
Chapter 1. the Titan reporting.
Problem, Mr. Carson?
Some kind of interruption in the L-Space comm feed. A signal.
A signal? From whom?
I don't know. It's gibberish. Loud gibberish. It's interfering on all channels.
Perhaps you left a personal appliance running in your cabin.
You're the telepath, Chernok. You tell me. Is someone... What's wrong?
A powerful broadcast. Emotion. Pain.
Someone's thinking of you?
Not thought. Sheer pain and rage. Unintelligible.
Like my radio signal. Maybe it's spilling over.
Whatever it is, it's...
Chernok?
Infirmary! This is the radio room. There's something wrong with Chernok.
Faulkner here. What are his symptoms, Mr. Carson?
He said he was receiving a powerful telepathic broadcast, and then his eyes just sort of rolled up into his head.
I'm not surprised. I've also sensed a powerful spirit among us.
Yeah, well, I'm a little skeptical about your spirit, friend Doc, but Chernok's hearing this one, too. And I think it's interfering with our radio reception.
Bring Chernok here. I'll contact Dr. Pallet. We may need another telepath to bring him round.
Come on, Chern, I'll help you down there. This weird signal can wait.
Where are you, coward? Show yourself! Come on, you frightened!
Engine Diagnostic AI Online. Good morning, Midshipman Kayanya Atal.
Yeah, good morning. What's up with the...
Would you like to view or hear the release notes?
No. What
you have not selected a default personality engram for this application. Would you like...
I'd like to know what the hell's the matter with the diagnostic readout. The engines can't possibly be operating at the level indicated.
The system notes that you are using profanity. It is recommended that at least a Class 2 engram...
Display diagnostic application log. Last 30 entries.
What if I don't wanna?
Computer, I said I didn't want to use an engram.
No engram overlay in place. Data is...
Then why...
What are these things for anyway?
Who said...
Are they supposed to make something move? Because they're not nearly powerful.
Damn it, Carson, are you...
Advisory. Engineering technician on duty, please respond.
I'm right here. The one you're talking to in a kid's voice?
Null program. Technician advisory awaiting.
Technician responding.
Fusion control routine offline. Fusion reaction accelerating. Ship structure limit rated at...
That's impossible. Without the control routine, the reaction should...
Doctor!
What? Whoever you are, stop. You'll blow up the damn ship.
Don't worry. You're hungry, I'll leave some for you.
It's gone nuts. Computer, take AI offline.
Null program.
Damn it, how do I stop this thing?
Remove power source.
I wasn't asking you. And your power source is secured against...
Reactor reaching critical level of operation.
This is so cool!
Remove power source, huh? Okay.
Carson to Atal the Younger, and prettier.
I'm a little busy, Carson.
Me too, but the captain asked me to ask you what the hell you're doing down there.
Right now, trying to keep the smoke out of my eyes. I just had to blast the computer terminal. It went insane.
So did all the systems on the command deck, apparently, which is why the captain didn't call you himself. We're dealing with some pretty serious weirdness up here, too. I had to bring Chernok to the infirmary. Are those reactor alarms off for good?
I think so, but the captain's gonna hit my account with a hell of a cleanup bill.
I'll pass the hat for you, if you'll convince him not to yell at me for leaving my post. Infirmary out.
Chernok will sleep for a while. I've sedated him.
Will that shut off the noises in his head?
Dr. Pallas... You're his fellow telepath. What's happening to him?
I attempted to contact his mind, but he's...
You couldn't?
It's a little like trying to talk to someone who's distracted. He's focusing all of his resources on unraveling whatever jumbled transmission he's receiving.
He said it was like a shout of rage.
I believe, for a moment, I picked it up. Overwhelming force, and then...
Palace?
It's back. The same presence I felt in Chernak's mind, but...
You'd better lie down.
I'm all right.
Look, Pallas, I sense this presence too. If it's focusing on you...
The anger has quieted some. It's more coherent.
It's speaking to you.
Yes, questioning. It wants to know our form, our atmospheric requirements.
Why?
It's gone.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
All right. At least go back to your cabin and rest.
Yes, perhaps I should.
I guess we should report this to the captain?
We should. But what do we report?
I think someone's trying to get our attention.
I think they've got it.
Is someone there? All right, I know you're there. Are you afraid to show yourself?
No.
It's just a little hard to hold this form.
You're the presence I felt. But you're just a boy.
Not really. I made myself look like one of you. And the right age. Sort of.
But where did you come from? If you're not human, what are you really?
Your language doesn't have the words to explain, but I'm something very different.
Why are you here?
I'm looking for someone. You heard me calling.
I suppose so. I didn't know you were calling.
But you answered. The others didn't, but you did. Are they too stupid to answer?
Not exactly.
It doesn't matter. You're obviously the intelligent life here. And you answered my call. So you must know.
Know what?
Where he's hiding.
Where who's hiding?
From what I've read, in your mind, in these computers, your people call him God.
You have been listening to The Arbiter Chronicles, First Strike. This production starred Scott Farquhar as Carson, Dan Corcoran as Chernak, Beatrice Kondo as Kaya, Cindy Woods as the AI, Ethan Wilson as Kiel, Cindy Shockey as Dr. Faulkner, and Renee Wilson as Pallas. The Arbiter Chronicles is written and directed by Stephen H. Wilson, with original music by Scott Farquhar. Our producer is Cindy Woods.
And that was Chapter 1 of First Strike. Arbiter Chronicles is going on the air in Canada. Prometheus has signed with the Sonic Society to broadcast 4 of our Series 1 episodes on their syndicated audio cinema program. We'll be heard initially on October 11th and then on November 8th on CKDU-FM at 2100 EDT. That's 8 p.m. for those of you on the east coast of North America, and you can figure it from there. After that, about a dozen additional stations are signed to rebroadcast the shows throughout Canada and North America. The Sonic Society's website is www.sonicsociety.org, and the radio station website is www.ckdu.ca. Tune in again for the next chapter in the ongoing saga of the Arbiters. If you enjoy these podcasts, remember that they're only the tip of the iceberg for the Arbiter Chronicles and for Prometheus Radio Theater. Visit our website at www.prometheusradiotheater.com. That's all one word, Prometheus Radio Theater, with the British spelling of theater. On our site, you'll find background information on our series, the latest news about us, and our online store, where you can buy additional episodes of The Arbiter Chronicles, which are not available on podcast. Prometheus Radio Theater's podcasts are made in affiliation with the Sci-Fi Podcast Network. Check them out at www.tsfpn.com. We also want to thank RadioMemoriesNetwork.com for hosting our podcasts. Check out Radio Memories for the best of old-time radio and modern radio drama. Again, this is Steve Wilson for Prometheus Radio Theater.